This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We are back for 2022. Yes, our keys opened the door
this morning.
Which is always a nice little, actually, before we even went away, or our first day, Gabby, so we finished up on Friday, the 17th of December, which was a while ago now. But as I was driving home that afternoon, I heard a promo, and it's like, Cliffo and Gabby back in 2022. And I'm like,
oh, thank God.
Well, that's a relief.
They want us back.
Because no one's actually said anything.
No, it was just, you know, we said what day we would be back. No one actually asked.
No, that's right.
We told them.
So the key worked. But I don't know. I feel like I'm happy to be back. Like, we had quite a big break.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never wish holidays away.
No.
But I'm ready to be not around my children anymore.
I'm happy to be back. I wasn't happy with the 3:30 a.m. alarm, though. That's
true.
A bit of a killer after waking up at 9 a.m. during the holidays.
Yeah. The body clock.
It's struggling.
Resets back to normal. But we are here, and it was a huge show. It's a huge podcast coming up, guys. Strap in Robbie Benson, who was the voice of the Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Phenomenal guy.
For Memory Monday, Abby Chatfield has a brand new show on the Hit Network and the Listener app. And we caught up with Davina, who was ejected literally in an ejection seat from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night. So it's all coming up, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Talking Novak Djokovic. Game, set, match. Deported from the country.
He gone.
Last night, he was escorted to the airport by Australian Federal Police, flew straight to Dubai after issuing a statement.
To his private jet, or?
I don't know. I was thinking that. Does he fly commercial?
Nah, he's economy. Sure.
Yeah, totally.
Those long legs.
Jetstar. Jetstar economy. Doesn't even get a window seat. But he issued a statement before all this went down. I respect the court's ruling and I'll cooperate with my deportation from Australia.
Because he had a choice.
And I thought, no, but how good would have been if he went, nah, I'm not going.
Just starts running down the street.
He's running, chaining himself to the gates of Rod Laver Arena. But he has been deported from the country. He's not allowed to stay. Three judges ruled this yesterday. So 13, 10, 60, we've put it out there, man. What a thing to be deported from a country, to have a country actually hand down a ruling
you
that
out.
You are not allowed to be here. And this was based on his character, which I thought was an interesting assessment.
Kind of reminds me of that Simpsons episode 2 where Bart is literally booted out of Australia.
That's right.
Like with the boot.
Yeah, they boot him. Why didn't we do that to Novak? 13, 10, 60. Carlos is here right now. Carlos, has this happened to you, being deported from a country?
Yeah, it happened in 2004, where I actually overstayed my visa by 9 months.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's quite a lengthy overstay. What country were you in and how did it happen?
It was in China, and actually I was detained for a week until they processed it. It was a pretty scary ordeal.
So did you know you were breaking the law? Like, did you know you were overstaying your visa?
Well, I couldn't read Chinese when I read my visa. I thought it was all good. And then the travel agent was feeling very guilty.
Oh, wow.
No. Okay, so it was an innocent mistake.
So talk us through the process. How did they figure out that you were there illegally, pretty much?
So I went to extend it.
And then the PBS, so you handed yourself
the
in.
Public Security Bureau. Yeah, well, the Public Security Bureau, which is the equivalent of the police over there. Yeah, they are arrested me on the spot. And yeah, it was a pretty scary ordeal.
So were you in a jail or like a detention center?
It was a holding cell as such.
For a week.
And did they feed you well and look after you?
No, it was very poor conditions, to say the least.
So are there any ramifications from that? Are you never allowed back? Was there a time limit?
There was a 10-year exclusion.
10 years?
Wow. 10 years, no entering China. Don't even go into a Chinese restaurant. Don't eat Mongolian lamb. You're banned. You're banned.
Robbie Benson is an American actor, singer, and composer, best known as the voice of Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Well, look at me.
Oh, you must help her to see past all that.
I don't know how.
Get ready for a tale as old as time.
You must control your temper. Here she is.
Robbie Benson joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
We're so excited to chat to this guy. Robbie, good morning. Welcome to Australian radio, sir. It's great to have you on.
It's great to be on. Thank you very much.
It's so fantastic to talk to you from one of the classics, which was Beauty and the Beast. It's a classic that stuck around for years gone by. But doing the voiceover for that work, I'm sure it would have been very different to how voiceovers happen today. Did you actually go into studio and act it out?
Yes. You go into this beautiful studio at Disney, and there's one microphone, you're alone at the mic, and the producers and the director are behind the glass, and it was a really good experience.
I've got a grab here of you as the Beast. I just want to play this because the Beast had, like, it's one of the things I remember from all the classic Disney movies. The Beast's voice stands out so much. Have a listen, guys.
Why did you come here?
I'm sorry.
I warned you never to come here.
I didn't mean any harm.
Do you realize what you could have done?
With a voice like that, you would have done some great rousing in your children when they were misbehaving, Robbie.
You realize what you could have done?
God, it's so good.
They're stuck crying.
It's such a big voice. Was that altered in any way by Disney? Or is that your deep voice? Is that how it actually is?
Yeah, well, that's me, and I've been told the voice doesn't go with the face, so it's
not at all.
It's a very odd thing to walk around and love to sing and talk like this, and people look at you in an odd way. So it was one of the first times ever I was allowed to use the voice that I was given.
So I'm assuming you did all of the singing on Beauty and the Beast as well with all the tunes?
Yes, I got very lucky because there was no songs for the Beast when I was hired.
Oh.
And Paige O'Hare, who plays Belle, knew me from my Broadway work and told these guys, they went, you know, Robbie sings. He's just in the show singing. As a matter, I met my wife on Broadway in Pirates of Penzance. And so they immediately wrote a duet for us.
Wow.
You know, this song called Something There. So, you know, it was pretty cool.
That is very incredible. Cool. So on with Robbie Benson, obviously you had a very distinguished career, like you said, on the stage and in front of the camera, but you've also done a lot behind the camera. You directed 6 episodes of a little TV show called Friends that people may have heard of. That would have been an incredible experience. What episodes did you work on?
I worked in the first 3 years I did work for them. But in the first 3 years, there was some of my favorite shows. There's one called The One with All the Jealousy, which is a really fun show. It was a good job with really good people.
It would have been so great to be part of that. And you've also got some new music coming out too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my wife and I, during this quarantine, you know, we've always worked together and we've always written music together and we've tried to sell a lot of songs and we've done well. I mean, we have the song in the Breakfast Club where all the kids dance in the library.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote that. She sings it beautifully.
That's so cool.
Carla DeVito. I don't know if you know who Carla DeVito is.
Yes,
yes. She's the girl behind the loaf in Meatloaf. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Yeah. Oh, it's cold in love, could you just pass on my apologies to your beautiful wife? Because I have murdered that song at karaoke more than once. So.
Oh, you don't ever have to apologize to Carla. That's the coolest thing about Carla. Carla is one of the greatest human beings you'd ever want to meet. You would just adore her.
How long have you been married for?
It's almost 40 years now.
Oh, congratulations.
I love that you're talking about her 40 years down the line the way you do. That's so beautiful.
Well, you snagged the girl from behind Meatloaf, like you said, and she snagged the Beast. So it's a beauty made in heaven. You guys are just wonderful. Robbie Benson, who was the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. That's why we wanted to chat to you, but done so much in your distinguished career. Robbie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you both.
Hey, thanks for downloading the Cliff Owen Gabby podcast. It's back. Queensland's favourite game, Alpha Bucks. We played for the first time this year, this morning after eight, but it's back tomorrow. And we have a clue for your Tuesday morning game of Alpha Bucks.
It's more an answer.
I should just call it
we
that
have an answer.
In the news, you should know. It's a free answer, guys.
It's a free answer. And the answer you're looking for is France.
France.
France, where they eat frog's legs and snails.
And baguettes.
Oh, they're good.
Baguettes are good.
I'm all right with baguettes.
Best thing to come out of France.
Mm.
The breadstick.
Are French fries from France?
No. Mm. Isn't that funny?
Weird.
I don't know why they're French fries. And why is it French kissing?
Oh, good question.
Well, they are spicy, the French, in the, you know, the romance department, aren't they?
They're very open to experiences.
Yeah, and I've got a friend of a friend. So, you know, I have a friend who has a French friend who was like, you know, like sex is not taboo at all.
It's just...
You just talk about it.
Yeah, interesting.
Anyway, this was a very, very long hook.
For France being...
For Alpha Bucks. But France is your answer for in the morning on Hit.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here had its first celebrity ejection last night. It's not just elimination, like they are literally ejected from the jungle. And Davina, who you would know from Married at First Sight, was the first one out. She joins us right now. How are you, Davina?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you, guys.
You are the first celebrity evictee from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But before we talk about if you're injured or not from that catapult.
That thing, if you haven't seen this, guys,
it's crazy.
They put Davina in a seat. They catapult her
into
the water.
The water.
It is violent.
Yeah, it is. But it was actually really nice to see the package they did of you after you were evicted, Davina, because everyone was talking about how beautiful you were and how wonderful a person you are, which is a very different kind of Davina that we saw on Married at First Sight. Here's actually a little bit of you talking about your portrayal on Maths.
When it all came out and Maths was airing and stuff, like, I didn't leave the house for like 3 months.
Yeah, my parents were like so devastated for me. And like everyone, because I had all my friends and family at the wedding too.
Was this a better reality TV experience for you than the last?
Look, by far, and it's just a different show altogether. You know, they it's not about fighting or drama or anything like that. It's all about teamwork, and you're all there for your charity. And you know, there's no manipulation. There's none of that kind of stuff. It's just a really beautiful family loving show. And as weird as it is to say it, I didn't think I would love it this much. Like, I just absolutely loved my experience.
Just reflecting back on the pretty awful experience that was Maths for you, were you like, obviously your mental health took a battering after that. Were you taken care of by the show after it finished?
Was I what? Sorry?
Taken care of. Like the Married at First Sight producers, did they help you?
No, not at all. Like it was the duty of care there was just so bad. I hopefully they have gotten better over the years. Like my season was 4 years ago. But hopefully it has gotten better. But even just with this show, like, you know, they are just so amazing. If I had any issues, you know, knowing that Maths chat was coming up, I was actually so anxious all day. Wow. And I had, like, you know, the producers calling me and I had the network calling me. I had, you know, publicity calling me. They were all just like, look, Davina, they walked me through the whole thing. Like, they were just so careful about me and my feelings and my mental health. It was just so beautiful to have that support, plus the support of my campmates as well. Because obviously reliving my time on Maths is just something I don't really want to have to do. I don't want to have to go back in time. But, you know, I'm really glad I got it out there. I'm really glad I got to chat about it. And I kind of feel like it was just a really nice way to close that chapter and, you know, move forward. And, yeah, I'm really glad I got the opportunity.
I think it's so important because you've definitely changed Australia's perception on who you are as a person too, which is so wonderful that you were able to do that. How hard was it to be away from your 14-month-old daughter, though, to go and do this?
It was so hard. It was really, really, really hard. And, you know, that day that I got ejected was actually the first day that I really had a full breakdown and cry about missing my daughter. I think I'd been really good up until then, but that day in particular, I was just couldn't really keep it together. So sitting on that chair, slingshot, whatever you want to call it, I just had this weird, peaceful feeling because I was like, you know, if I stay, amazing, but if I go, amazing because I really miss my family.
The good thing is, like Gabby said, she's just over one. So watching mum flinged out of a chair, like this.
That would have been great.
This is going to be awesome for her. She's going to rewatch this footage for years to come.
Yeah, well, she's actually just over two. She's very much enjoying it. She's like sitting down saying, go, mommy. And like every time I'm on screen, she's like, oh, it's mom. So it was just so fun to be able to do that. And her just watching awe, you know, like I'm just like, yes, I feel like mommy's really like kicking ass. So yeah, it was great.
My mum flies. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It airs Sunday to Thursday, 7:30 only on Channel 10. The first person ejected literally from the jungle, Davina. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
I spent a bit of time in Brisbane with the fam. Went to Dreamworld for a day. Saw family down there. Had
nice.
A great time.
Did you go to Eat Street?
No, I didn't go to Eat Street this time. It's a good spot. But on the way there and back was interesting because we flew. And flying, I said this before the song's there, flying with a two-year-old, or nearly three-year-old, he's three in April, my son Charlie, but a toddler. Flying with a toddler is like a minor or someone dealing with explosives. You're very, very careful to have you know, all the safety around you, all the precautions and that sort of stuff, so it doesn't go off mid-flight. You don't want your toddler going off mid-flight.
Correct.
And our solution for this, so Michelle was really into a show or something she downloaded, so I'm like, okay, you just do that. I'll let Charlie have my phone and he can watch a bit of Disney Plus or something. So he's got his little headphones, all good. I had nothing to read. So I went and bought a Take That. Or,
no, it's called, that's Life.
That's Life. One of those magazines that's got the stories or
the
whatever.
Ridiculous, like I got abducted by alien stories.
But I've gotten right into puzzles over the break. Oh, okay. Like I started doing some finder words and crosswords and stuff, which I haven't really done since high school. So I was doing a finder word, chance to win $75, by the way. I entered that bad boy.
Nice.
So I'm one of like 10,000, mainly women in their 60s, now in the... the draw to win the $75. But I was really intent doing this finder word on the flight. And Charlie was really quiet. And we put Monsters, Inc. on for him because he's obsessed with Monsters, Inc. So I assumed, even though he was standing up on his chair, he was just stretching his legs. So he's standing up, had the headphones on with the phone. While I'm doing my finder word, I assume that he's just really engrossed in Monsters, Inc. Finally, after I... finish this finder word.
Completed it. Yeah.
I completed it. It's like, probably took me 45 minutes, an hour or whatever. I'm like, oh, better check on that kid next to me. He's been pretty quiet. I look over and he hasn't been watching Monsters, Inc. He's opened up the camera on my phone and taken 308 photos of mainly other passengers.
Oh, my God.
So I apologize to all the other passengers on that flight. Yes, I'm the father of the creepy two-year-old who was taking photos of you. Sorry.
All the shows you love are back. Us.
Oh, what a douchey thing to say.
I tried.
But you're right, we're back. We're Carrie back. And Tommy are back to Savo.
We've got a new one starting tonight, though. You'll know Abby Chatfield from The Bachelor. She was on Bachelor in Paradise. She was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She then had a little cameo in the recent Bachelorette. And now we've got her on with us because Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield starts tonight, 7 till 9. Abby, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm nervous. Yeah.
See, we've listened to your podcast a lot. Love it. Well done. Live radio, though. Like, because sometimes you'll drop the occasional F-bomb on the podcast. How
sometimes,
are you going to...
Yeah,
sometimes. How are you going to remind
gonna rein
yourself that you're live on the radio?
Yeah, maybe I should have a big, fat live on radio signs everywhere saying do not swear. Or have replacement words in front of me, maybe. That could be a good
fudge.
Idea.
Fudge.
It's a good go-to.
Is frick allowed?
No, I don't think that's allowed either.
Oh, you can say freak if you're my 75-year-old grandfather.
We're so excited to welcome you to the family, Abby. What's the show going to be about? Like, because your podcast is pretty raunchy, pretty raw, pretty, I would say R-rated in ways. So what can we expect from you from this particular show overnight time?
I mean, we're gonna stick to the codes, and we're not gonna be R rated. We're definitely gonna be a bit taboo, have a lot of interesting conversations. I'm gonna be unfiltered as I always am, but no F bombs.
No.
And I think we're going to have a lot of personal stories in my life and a lot of callers in, because I found that my followers and my listeners, my podcast, love telling me the weirdest stories, and they're so open with me because I think we have this like little relationship going on. So I'm hoping they'll call into the radio and tell us some weird things happen to them.
So is it just going to be you, or are there going to be other people on the show? Like obviously you'll have the callers and stuff, but will there be other people around you as well?
Yeah, so we've got Rowan, who was from B105. He's beautiful, but he is my anchor. And then we've got beautiful Max as a producer. So we've got a whole wonderful team. It isn't just me.
People to bring you back into line if necessary. A lot of your podcast, Abby, was about dating and about these horrific dates and these experiences you had as a single gal. You're now still dating Conrad, who we met on Brooke Blurton's season of The Bachelorette. So are you going to have things to talk about? Is he okay with you talking about your bedroom activities?
Yes. I mean, he's going to have to be, isn't he? I mean, not really any options. I've been asked that a few times this morning. I've got, probably should ask him. Probably should talk about that before tonight.
It's part and parcel of the deal of dating a radio announcer. Your life has to be content.
Exactly. Everything is content. I think he gets it. I mean, I don't think there's anything to be ashamed about in that regard. So I think he's okay with it.
All right.
I have to ask the question, and it'll be good to get you to clear this up a little bit, because, you know, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. But how are things between you and Brooke Blurton? Because there was all this talk on all the websites and all the magazines of tension because you were dating Conrad. Are things good now?
Yeah, things are fine. I mean, she's refollowed me, so...
Well, that's a tick.
Well, then you're friends again.
Yes.
Well, Abby, you're always a favourite of ours to have on the show. We've always loved you as a guest. We've loved the podcast, so it just makes sense having you like as part of the hit family now. So your new night show, Hot Nights with Abby, it starts 7 p.m. tonight on Hit or on the Listener app. Get on the Listener app. Abby Chatfield, good luck for the show.
Thank you so much.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come? 2022 prediction, true crime podcast, they're gonna do okay again.
I think they'll be alright.
They're fine, and there's a stack of them on our free listener app if you want to get around the whole true crime thing. I'm mad into my true crime podcast.
You do love them.
Absolutely love.
Which makes me a bit worried.
A true crime podcast, mate.
You know how to hide.
Nothing like a good old murder before I go to bed and sleep every night.
Great.
Really just puts me in that mood to hit the land of Nod. But I've been following an Italian mafia crime family called the Gamino. You might have heard of them. Family for years. They're a very, very, very well-known Italian mafia family.
Right.
And one of their high-ranking bosses was just very recently arrested. This guy had been on the run for decades and decades and decades. But how's this? It's kind of weird. He was found by authorities because he was spotted on Google Maps.
No.
So, you know, the car that drives around with the thing, the camera's on the top or whatever.
How'd that happen?
He was spotted. And, yeah, I don't know, the information was passed on to authorities who then found him not far from where he was spotted by the Google mapping car or whatever. And
That's
he was arrested. He's been in hiding since 2002. And I mean really in hiding, like laying low. And
for 20 years.
20 years, not really living. Hasn't even contacted his family in that time, which is crazy. And someone's actually put together a list of all of the stuff he missed because he has been in hiding, living in a hole for the last 20 odd years.
Hasn't been able to enjoy everything that's happening in life.
So this is what old mate Gamino has missed in the last 20 years.
Okay.
He's not aware of what Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok are. So that was not around when he went into hiding.
True.
He has never heard Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later. Gabby's story like, is sad about that.
Gabby's like, no loss there. He missed Rachel giving birth to Emma on Friends. He hasn't seen a Harry Potter movie. He's not aware of Wikipedia and Uber being a thing.
Yeah.
And ironically, he's never heard of Google Maps. They weren't around when he first went into hiding. Figures. The Hit Breakfast Show.